Good morning. We set out in the press statement four ways in which we see quality improving in the Western Cape. First is what is called the endorsement rate, or the number of children who get a bachelor's pass. And we're really pleased with this. We see that this bachelor's pass, which is recognized by universities in South Africa abroad and increasingly by FET colleges and even employers, we see an increase of 801 more learners between 2010 and 2011. And this improves our three-year run of 14,324 in 2009 to 14,414 in 2010 and 15,215. So this is 38% of the learners who wrote got a bachelor's pass. The second way in which we see improvements is through the A symbols, the number of distinctions, and there again we have seen a good improvement. The third thing, and I think this is very important from a systems point of view, is the number of schools that are getting over 90% and 80%. And again, we're really pleased with the fact that we've increased the number getting 90% from 174 in 2010 to 191. That means well over half of our schools are getting above 90%. And then again, above 80%, we've gone up from 224 in 2010 to 269 in 2011. Minister Grant is very proud of these two examples of schools that have gone up so substantially in their pass rate. And in both cases, we pay tribute to a principal who in 1 year has turned the school around. The first example comes from Tembeletu in George, where Imizama Yetu Secondary improved its pass rate from 27% in 2010 to 82% in 2011, with, in addition, 55 more candidates passing the National Senior Certificate Exam. And that means poor black learners in George all having this wonderful opportunity. Second example is Masiyeli Secondary, which improved its pass rate from 34% in 2010 to 86.8% in 2011, and 60 more learners passed in 2011 than in 2010. The third way we look at, fourth and final way we look at equality is through the maths and science passes. You will see this, Minister Motshekga talked about this. Minister Grant has made it central to his strategy of improving quality, and that we have seen an improvement in the percentage of children passing mathematics in 2011 up to 68.7%, and in physical science an improvement of 5.7% from 59% to 65%. Another way we look at quality, and it's particularly quality for our poor children. Many of our poor children are in underperforming schools, many of them quintile 1, 2 and 3 schools. And Mr. Grant says this is the statistic he's most proud of, because we've started to see that there has been a decline in the number of underperforming schools. That is, schools achieving a percentage pass rate of less than 60%. This has gone down from 78 in 2010 to 30 in 2011, and this is something we're really proud of. Another systems indicator that we're really looking after our poor children, that is, in quintile 1, 2 and 3, our poorest schools, all of that band of schools has moved above 70%. Quintile 1 schools were 54% in 2010, they've moved to 70%, and quintile 2 and 3 that were at 60% have moved to 70%. And this is really where our improvement has come. Examples of this, in quintile 1, we've seen 6 schools improve from below 60% to above 60%, and in quintile 2, 11 schools, and quintile 3, 8 schools. And much joy in Leiden Secondary in Delft, which has gone from 42% in 2010 to 87% in 2011, with an additional 117 passes. And Sinatemba, which has improved from 52% in 2010 to 78%, with 163 children passing. Lastly, in these quintiles, the learners qualifying for a bachelor degree has gone up to 16%. It has been languishing at 10-11%. And this is very important for our poor learners, that they do have an opportunity to access higher education and further education training colleges.